this Lock is the Doctor, Doctor, can you help me show? The Doctor, Doctor, can you help me show is provided to you by the not-for-profit organization Save the American Family, abbreviated with SDAF. Our website is based on that organization's name, Save the American Family, abbreviated with four letters SDAF, and goes to the website address like this, www.sdaf1.org.weebly.com. Weebly, weebly.com is the web provider. In there we have a huge website, would take several years to go through. It's a website that is still being expanded, and the blogging activities in the and that website has reached worldwide millions of readers. Millions of readers means millions of people will benefit for the text when they apply the information. Start studying the website and start listening to this show. This show is a science show, and that's why we provide, and that's why this show provides continuing education and university and college credits that are free. But in order to get them, you have to do two things. You have to register as a listener. You'll find them in our website, in the radio and TV show tab, the instructions, and then you have to take a brief test to prove that you have listened. So keep a log, keep a list what you have listened, days and the topics, and then you have to take a test what you have learned. And this is a higher show that everyone should listen in, everyone in the United States, everyone in the world, because this gives you information how to have a better life. Better life in everything, better life in health, wealth, and success. Our organization, and I was the lead author, has developed a healthy lifestyle and correct nutrition program meant for the U.S. government and the U.S. health care system. It's an amazing program. Not only tells it to us based on 27 years of work nationwide, worldwide. It alone took 7 years to modify it for the USA purposes alone. And the whole program is suitable for every country in the world. It's not a free program. It will be sold to these countries. And we have not released that in the United States yet. We were ready to release, but then the problems with the Obamacare came. And we don't want to release it yet because we don't want to know what's going to happen to that. We have to, the program must be taken seriously. It's not only a healthy lifestyle and correct nutrition program, but there are two other important elements in that. It's an automatic weight loss program. You don't have to think about anything else that follow the program. And how do you follow the program? It's very easy to follow because it is easy to eat healthy food. And what is the healthy food? It's natural food. And then, of course, is another miracle. There is no other program like that. This is the best in this country, it's the best in the world, because everyone can afford it. What good is a program? There are many good programs, but they are expensive and not everybody can afford them. What sense does that make? It only makes sense that everybody can afford it and it's a simple program. I was using this program myself for 3 years. And I tested how much it costs, because the program, when it was created, was only not only meant to be guiding what to eat, but also how to make it happen in such a way that everyone could afford it. We don't sell you food. We don't send you food. That makes no sense that we are getting so lazy that we can not even go and buy our food anymore. My gosh. And don't eat fast food. That is not food. That is not food. The correct name for the fast food is bad food. The book China Studies, one of the best books for nutrition. China Study, yes, China, like China. It has nothing to do with that it was done in China in itself, that Chinese people wrote it. No, it's an American group or scientist that wrote it. The China Study proves the fact. Well, we didn't create the program based on the China Study. Actually, I studied the book later on. We had developed a program, but it tells the same things as we do and did already before I even studied the book. So what you then eat, you eat natural food. You eat food, not something that is not food, that is destroyed food. Fast food is bad food. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. It kills you. Don't eat processed food. It kills you. Yes, the Bible says what to eat. For instance, it says we can eat meat. But it says in the Bible we have to take the blood away from the meat. The blood is killer. And now we know that if we eat meat that has, as we knew, as it's avoided, the Jewish people don't eat meat with blood. They take the blood away from the animal before it's killed. The Bible says to do that. But the blood, says Bible also, don't eat it. It kills you. And it's fact now, we know. All the disasters are in the blood. Now, this is not common sense. It's common sense, but it's not common information yet, even though we know this. It has been there thousands of years, but people don't believe it. But our program is simple to follow. And I was doing that in 3 years. It cost me only $3.33 a day. $3.33. It was less than $100 a month. All my food expenses were in that number, including a glass of wine with the food, if I wanted. Well, I didn't have a glass of wine even every day. I had only a couple of times a week. And I stayed healthy, and I have not been sick in 35 years. Even if I get sometimes in some kind of small, simple, easy flu, somebody sneezes or coughs on me in a subway, it goes away in a couple of days without any medication. So does everyone else who follows the guidance in that program, staff plan, SDAF staff plan. It's not published yet. But it's going to be. So everyone who works, even in minimal salary, on minimal salary, or gets my government help, can afford the plan. And that is making sense, because many good plans exist, but most people cannot afford it. What sense that kind of plan make? Nothing. No sense. So today, and have a family meeting once a week, where you study material from our website and listen to this show. And the family meeting lasts 1, 2, 3 hours, depending on your situation, and all your toddlers and babies in that family meeting that they get involved in, the experience and that kind of information. And apply the information. In no good, it's no good to not apply the information. Apply the information, teach your children. And they will stay healthy, and thank you for their life. Then they will never be sick. Yes. They apply the information. Once a week, 1, 2, 3 hours, depending on the situation, have a meeting where you study and handle, where you discuss the material that everyone has studied 1 week during the previous week. Where you start in a website. They start in a website tab. That's a family tab. Restoring any marriage, even though it's a restoring any marriage, also gives fine marriage guidance and counseling. But that is the tab that has plenty, 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 plenty. The whole website would take 10 years to go through. And then apply the information. I say it again. Today we have an interesting, couple of interesting topics here, depending how much time we have. Why a walk, the reason a walk in the woods really does help your body and your soul. Some doctors in the United States and around the world have started prescribing time outdoors to their patients. Outdoors means in the woods. How do you feel when you are in the woods? Let's see what the science says. Now, you cannot always go to the real woods. I'm not talking about the city woods, the park in itself only. I'm talking about the real woods, forests. But the parks are at least better than nothing. So how and why a walk in the woods, also in the parks, in the city, really does help your body and your soul? Have your family meet in the forest when the weather allows. Have you ever wondered why you feel healthier and happier when you stroll through the trees or frolic by the sea? Now, you can go to the sea, and this is not only the woods, or also by the sea, the ocean, or the river, those flowing river rather than a lake, but lake also is better than nothing. Flowing river is better than to absorb and be taking a trip. So you are spending time away from work, de-stressing and taking in the view. Or is there more to it? For more than 20 years, scientists have been trying to determine the mechanism by which exposure to biodiversity improves health. A Japanese scientist pioneered the search when they traveled to the island of Yakushima, famous for its biodiversity. The Japanese already had a name for the experience of well-being in the nature, Shinrin-yoku. That means forest bathing. Yes, bathing, like a bath. They gave it the name forest bathing. We do know that a diverse ecosystem supports a varied and beneficial microbial community living around and inside us. I repeat, we do know that a diverse ecosystem supports a varied and beneficial microbial community living around and inside us. We also know that exposure to green space, even within urban environments, the parks, increases our physical and mental well-being. But what are the mechanisms for this happening? Okay, the forest air. Japanese researchers suggested that we are taking in beneficial substances when we breathe forest air. Research has identified three major inhaled factors that can make us feel healthier. And now remember, if you cannot go on weekly, for instance, to the forest, go at least to a local park to get the same benefits. Sit next to the trees, or otherwise there's a lot of flowers or trees, grass. Now, winter time is harder, then solve the situation. Have a family meeting as much on the river. Or river might be frozen, but I'm talking of flowing river. Well, depends on where you live, what the situation is. But anyway, go as much as possible to the forest or the park or on the river or on the lake. Japanese researchers suggested that we are taking in beneficial substances when we breathe forest air. Research has identified, and not only forest, but also flowing river. Research has identified three major inhaled factors that can make us feel healthier. These factors are beneficial bacteria, plant-derived essential. I repeat, these factors are beneficial bacteria, plant-derived essential oils, and negatively charged ions. If you don't know what they mean, Google this. These factors are beneficial bacteria. What are beneficial bacteria for human being? Google that. What are plant-derived, derived, essential oils, essential oils? And what are negatively charged just ions, I-O-N-S. Google those things and discuss them with your family. From birth to the grave, beneficial bacteria surround us. They live in the environment and evolve importantly in the air we breathe. We also share almost our entire body with them. The more interaction we have with them, the happier and healthier and the longer our life will be and is. This is in part, but also not only that. You have to eat food, not fast food. That's bad food. Eat food. Before you get our staff program, which is the best in the world, it's at the same time our automatic weight loss program, as I told at the beginning of the show, and it's something that everyone can afford. It's only for adult person monthly, $3.33 a day. And for children, depending on the age, half of that or less or more than half, depending on the age and how big they are. Now, to follow, have something information that you can find in the internet, Mediterranean diets. Our program is not Mediterranean diet. It's better than that. And also with that aspect that everybody can afford it. But take the ingredients from information material from the Mediterranean diets. Follow that until you get our program, Mediterranean diet. Because it teaches you eat fruit and vegetables and also what else you can eat. There's also a science called food combining science. We cannot just put everything in the same stomach. It's not the same stomach because some food are alkaline, some food are acidy. If you put alkaline and acid in your stomach, that is, stomach is basically acidy. It becomes there a mixed combination and turns into alkaline. And when it's alkaline, it doesn't digest the food properly. These are important things, and when the food is not digested because you have not combined your food properly, don't worry, you don't know the combination, food combination. It's just, I will tell you briefly here. If you don't have your food processed in your stomach and digested, it is digested in a longer process than food goes then in the intestines. If you put the alkaline and acidic food. It's a basic thing what we learn in school. They kill each other's alkaline and acidic. Everything turns such plain mess. So does your stomach. And it rots there, the food. And then finally goes away. But that rotting process creates problems to your health. And that's the starting point for any sickness. And that's a fact. So the key is to eat in correct manner. When our program will be published, it will save billions of lives. When it's applied, nothing works if you don't apply the information. Now, let's go forward in this topic. From birth to grave, beneficial bacteria surround us. Beneficial bacteria. They live in the environment and importantly in the air we breathe. We also share almost our entire body with them. The more interaction we have with them, the happier and healthier we are. And this is something that is a problem in any city. And the more polluted the city, the sicker people are. And the most polluted country is China. While they have places that are still healthy, but the cities in China are very polluted because they have destroyed everything. But so are the problems in any big city. So aim to get at least once a week somewhere out from the city, if you can. This is in part due to our gut-dwelling bacteria, which break down the food we cannot digest and produce substances that benefit us both physically and mentally. Plants and the bacteria living on them can produce essential oils to fight off harmful microorganisms. These are referred to collectively as phytoncides, P-H-Y-T-O-N-C-I-D-E-S. What are phytoncides? Google it. Literally, it means plant-derived exterminators. Research on the health benefits of plant essential oils is in its infancy. But one recent study found that aetosidase from Korean pine trees improved the health and bacterial makeup of pigs. That is a research. Well, many of us are pigs when we eat the fast food or something that is not food. Prepare your own food from natural ingredients and combine it right. Don't worry what the combination is. I cannot go into combination longer. Study in the internet food combination. That means basically you have to put at the same time alkaline food in your stomach and separately acidic food. And not combine in a wrong manner. You have to eat fruit in an empty stomach, and you cannot put compound food and, for instance, meat, because they have a different, they need different time to digest in our body. And if you put them at the same time, they cancel each other good benefits, and that creates sicknesses, all kinds of sicknesses, asthma, cancer, everything possible, sickness you name. Take a medical book and you find that thousands of sicknesses, and all of those are for people who eat in a wrong manner. So it's your choice how healthy you are. I remind you, I was sick like everybody else when I was younger. And in 35 years, I have not been sick in half a day or one day because I eat what I have learned to eat correct manner. And I bother to follow it. Notwithstanding some of the pseudoscience that gets wrapped around negative ion generating machines. Yes, notwithstanding some of the pseudoscience that gets wrapped around negative ion generating machines, there is evidence that negative ion or air ions may influence mental outlook in beneficial way. There are relatively higher levels of negative air ions in forested areas and close to bodies of water or parks. There are relatively higher levels of negative air ions in forested areas and close to bodies of water. We have this, all these negative ion generating masses, but they are no good. Throw them in the garbage. And if you don't, it's your own problem. Creating sicknesses. Only the natural stuff works. Only the natural stuff works. Do not in food manufactured food. Prepare your food from the scratches. Yes, and that's the only way to have health. You want to be sick and die young? That's your choice. The nutrition, what you put in a stomach, kills you or keeps you healthy. Alive a long time. A practice physical exercise, and the simplest and good enough is to walk, climb the stairs, avoid the elevators, avoid the escalators, walk. Of course, you can walk up. You had to take the elevator to the 50th floor. It's too far, maybe take it, but at least take 10,000 up to 30,000 steps every day. Walk. Have a pedometer, then you know how many steps you take, and that enough is a good exercise. You don't have to go to do anything else if you don't, for other reasons, want to. Notwithstanding some of the pseudoscience that gets wrapped around negative ion generating machines, there is evidence that negative air ions may and will influence mental outlook in beneficial way, not only physical but also mental. I repeat, there are relatively higher levels of negative air ions in forested areas and close to bodies of water. This may factor into the benefits of walking in forest or near the ocean. Now, I'm not talking about lakes that are not running. There are a lot of mosquitoes. Avoid them. I'm talking about running water. Ocean is not running, but it's moving water or a moving river. Be careful with mosquitoes. Yes, that's another problem nowadays. But as the German writer Goethe one said several hundred years ago, nature has neither kernel nor shell. She is everything at once. A bacteria, essential oils, and negative ions interact and influence each other. For example, negative ions and phytoncides may dictate the microbial makeup within a natural environment. There is evidence that this could also be taking place in the human gut. More to be done. Nature relatedness or biophilia, bio-P-H-I-L-I-A, in which an individual feels connected to nature has been linked to better health and longer life and better brain power, and that also better brain power leads to better understanding and better financial success in life. Now, but we have a long way to go before we can more fully understand the mechanisms by which an innate love nature can benefit our health. An important part of this discussion, an overlooked one in our opinion, is further understanding of an individual's connection to nature. Psychologists have convincingly demonstrated connections between nature-relatedness and mental well-being. I repeat, psychologists have convincingly demonstrated connections between nature-relatedness and mental well-being. But how does a greater personal affinity to nature interact with dietary habits, personal microbiome, physical activity levels, and many other lifestyle variables that might be intertwined with having such an affinity? In the meantime, while scientists turn over stones and search for important mechanistic clues, including those related to biodiversity, there are many simple ways to capitalize on our biophilia. Biophilia is nature-relatedness. So, there is evidence that negative air ions may influence mental outlook in beneficial ways. Natural air ions, negative air ions, not those machine-produced. Natural air ions are on the rivers, on the ocean. Avoid the lakes. Nowadays, it's a problem anyway. Now, in the past, when the world was clean and the lakes were beautiful. So, critically, there is an increase in evidence that we can help shape our children's mental and physical health by exposing them to more green environments as they work, rest, and play. The USA-based Children and Nature Work Network is a great resource of research news and activities bringing children and nature together. Also, Google the USA-based Children and Nature Network. Children and Nature Network. In the World Health Organization report connecting global priorities, biodiversity and human health released in December 2015, this past year, the following was concluded. Considering microbial diversity as an ecosystem service provider may contribute to bridging the chasm between ecology and medicine, immunology. I repeat. Considering microbial diversity as an ecosystem service provider may contribute to bridging the chasm between ecology and medicine, immunology. The relationships our individual bodies have with our microbiomes are a microcosm for the vital relationships our species shares with countless other organisms with which we share the planet. It is easy to see that discussions on natural environments and human health are no mere matter or intellectual fancy. In the paper published in December 2015 in Journal of Physiological Anthropology, we have called for more research into the links between biodiversity and human physical and mental well-being, particularly in relation to childhood, that most formative of times. I remind you about the development of the brains. It takes 25 years from the birth for any human being until the whole brains have been developed fully. It takes 25 years. So you are a young adult before you are full developed brains at 20. So you better eat in a healthy manner and take this information, what you learn from this doctor. Doctor, can you help me? So including this material, what you heard today. Would it be good if by nurturing our environment, we were all nurturing our children's future health and parental health also? This information was presented to us based on research by the University of Western Australia. And the article was originally published on The Conversation. I have another topic here. Hopefully you can go it through. It's a shorter topic, but important. We are teaching marriage counseling and marriage family counseling and everything, how to have a happy family, in our website, Restoring Any Marriage. When you get married, never divorce. Find a way. Why would you marry somebody who is not your real love? Well, there are gold diggers, that's a different story, but how many are they percent-wise? Most family marriages are based on real love. But most people don't know in how to behave in marriage or how to have a happy marriage. We teach them all. We have a whole seminar in that program, in that website, in our website, www.staff.staf1org.weebly.com. And in there, in the tab, Restore Any Marriage. Find that family there. And take that, marriage success seminar that's there with your spouse and apply the information. It takes time to go through, but that's the best thing for your marriage. Our organization demands that we have to teach the marriage counseling program, the skills, be married, happy family skills in schools, and also how to raise children. And that's not done. But we will demand that it will be done. Because those are the most important things. Half of the families break in the United States. That's crazy. Children are abused. And their life will be destroyed. Because parents don't know how to raise them. That's crazy. Donate to us so we can do our work. Here we have a topic, heart attack risk high in divorced women even after remarrying. That's interesting that the risk is bigger in women. But I would say it's also proved that the health in both physical and mental health gets worse, much worse in both parents that divorce. So never divorce. Can you get married, decide that. And take the program on our website. And you apply the information, then you never will divorce. Nobody is perfect, but we'll have to learn to understand that. And never, ever divorce. We can restore any marriage, as long as it's based on real facts. That is based on mutual love, as it was based in most cases when you got married. Divorced women, also divorced men. Even this article speaks about women. But I don't agree that it's worse in women. It's the same in men and women. Other research shows that. This is now talking about women. Divorced women suffer heart attacks at higher rates than women who are continuously married. A new study from Duke Medicine has found. A woman who has been through two or more divorces is nearly twice as likely to have a heart attack when compared to her stably married female peers, according to the findings. And that heart attack can happen at a young age. But the same problems are with the men. So when we get divorced, both parties, the woman and the man, will have health problems and create health problems and have a lower level life. That's a fact. Don't get divorced. Take our advice. Study the problem. If you are not married, study the marriage success program anyway and apply the information before you get married. Our organization says the American Family can help you in everything. Contact us as needed. But give us donations because we need the money. Even among women who remarry after the stress of divorce, their heart attack risk remains elevated, according to the study published in Circulation. Cardiovascular quality and outcomes of a journal of the American Heart Association. Divorce is a major stressor, and we have long known that people who are divorced suffer more health consequences, whether it's man or woman. This said by Matthew Dubre, PhD Associate Professor of Medicine at Duke and the study's lead author. But this is one of the first studies to look at the cumulative effects of divorce over a long period. We found that it can be having a lasting imprint on people's health, whether you're a woman or a man. The findings were based on the responses of a nationally representative group of almost 16,000 people, ages 45 to 80, who had been married at least once and then divorced. Participants were interviewed every 2 years from 1992 to 2010 about their marital status and health. About one-third of the participants had been divorced at least once during the 18-year study. So they studied whether you had married, whether you stayed married, or whether you had divorced. And the amount is a big number. And the years were almost 20 years, and there was almost 16,000 people. Although men are generally at higher risk for heart attack in generally, when we are not talking about divorce, men are generally at higher risk for heart attack. It appears women fared worse than men after divorce, although the differences were not statistically significant. So I agree on this. There's not much difference. It's both parties will suffer in every aspect when you get divorced. So what sense does it get divorced when you can feel your marriage, especially when it was based at the beginning of mutual love? Get to your senses. Try to restore your marriage if you are not remarried with your first spouse. That might be the best solution. Don't be stubborn, stupid, forgive. Forgiveness is the success to life. Although men are generally at higher risk for heart attack, it appears that both women and men after divorce have health problems, all kinds of health problems. Men who had been divorced had about the same risk as those who stayed married. It was only after two or more divorces that the risk for men went up, the study found. But I don't believe this shit. Sorry. I believe that it creates problems in both. The study also found that men who remarried also fared better than women. Study also found that men who remarried fared better than women. Maybe so, maybe not. But I say, stay to your first spouse if the marriage was based on real love. If you cannot do it, don't divorce second time. It's crazy. These men experienced the same risk of heart attack as men who had been married continuously to one partner. That means also that the health problem in men's situation in general is first because men take more risks in life, men smoke more, the men drink more, and they use all kinds of, and eat in a wrong way, more in a wrong manner than women. That's why this is. But our organization can help you in all of these issues. Study our website and you will have a better life. That is a fact, and a fact is a fact. Now, you get continuing education, university, and college credits when you listen to this show. Doctor, can you help me? But you have to follow the instructions. You have to pre-register as a listener. Go to my website, www.stafoneasanumber.org.weebly.com, weebly.com, and there are radio TV shows. And there you have instructions how to register. And then before you can get the continuing education and other college and university credits from listening to the show, because this is a science show, that's why you get the credits. You have to take a test and prove that you have listened. So keep a list what days you have listened. It will give you this exceptional benefit. Now, our time might be soon, any time. Unless a lighter topic, we have here something I don't think we can go through anymore. The first president of the United States, Washington, after he had finished the term as a president, he was broke, but he created a new whiskey and started making whiskey. In those times, the candidates for presidency bought the bold smuts with the alcohol. Not today, but the alcohol was very, very much used in having votes. See, Washington became a whiskey baron, but he died a few years, when he created that. The first, he was really creating excellent material. I take this up another time, because it shows something else than only the whiskey making. The show time is over any time, but I still guide you to understand what to eat. Our organization that we created, a Healthy Lifestyle Correct Nutrition Program, is not available yet. Meanwhile, follow the Mediterranean diet. Have a family meeting and discuss the topic how to apply that into your information. Mediterranean diet. Do not eat fast food. That's not food. That's bad food. I understand your children might like it. And the fast food, then with all kinds of toys and other programs, don't get into that trap. Because any fast food is bad food, it kills you. And we now know